In the last session, we looked at three practices for every great team. And in this session, we're continuing our discussion about connection, one of the three essential attributes of the leader worth following. And we're going to look at four ways to make a positive impact with your team. So take a moment right now to download the worksheet for this session so you can follow along. Let me tell you a quick story. My daughter Madison and I, we have a standing breakfast date every Saturday morning. In fact, just this past weekend, we went to this rustic restaurant that I like for breakfast. She doesn't like it as much, and typically I let her choose, but I told her last Saturday that I was choosing the place and I was going to my favorite place. We've been doing this for more than 10 years, and it's become one of the favorite parts of my week. We've learned so much about each other and from each other during these special weekly moments. On one particular Saturday morning years ago, we walked into this restaurant and walked slowly up to the counter looking at the menu board. The manager was standing behind the counter waiting for us and immediately said, "Can I help you?" I asked her to give us just a moment as I was waiting for Madison to make up her mind about what she wanted. Moments later, the manager said again, "Can I help you?" I mean, her voice was raised slightly. She was almost pleading with us. I looked around to see if we were holding anybody up, but no one else was standing in line. In fact, the restaurant was almost empty. She was still talking to us. Then the phone began ringing in the back, and the manager calls back to somebody, "Will somebody answer that?" And then there was two rings, and then three. Then she said again, borderline yelling, "Will somebody answer the phone?" Madison paused for just a couple more minutes as crew members were shuffling around. They're cleaning the floors and cleaning the doors and the air conditioning vents. We had passed by a couple of them coming in the door who were cleaning the trash cans. It seemed like it was cleaning day. The manager, still standing there, was shifting around, and then she made one last emphatic attempt to coax me into ordering. "I'm ready to take your order," she said. We ordered and sat down and began talking about the day ahead of us, and several minutes later, the manager brought our food to the table. She offered us condiments and asked us if we needed anything else, and then on our way back to the kitchen, she was hurriedly calling out instructions to the crew members who were busily cleaning in various parts of the restaurant. Madison apparently noticed, and she leaned over to me and she said kind of quietly, she said, "Dad, she's mean to those people. She should be nicer to them. They're working hard." Her observation reminded me of the exchange that we had had a few minutes earlier at the counter. And then I began watching the manager's interaction with the employees. She wasn't mad and didn't seem mean to them. She was simply in a hurry. She appeared too busy to slow down long enough to notice that her team was working hard. They were making good progress. John Wesley once said, "Though I'm always in haste, I'm never in hurry, because I don't take on more than I can accomplish in calmness of spirit." Our experience in this fast food restaurant on this otherwise uneventful Saturday morning reminded me that a hurried life doesn't leave much room to encourage, serve, and celebrate other people. If you're going to help people, they must know that you care. And if your team is going to grow and improve, you must have regular, purposeful, positive interactions with them. That weekend, I wrote down four ways to positively impact your team. And if you'll do them, your team won't just think you're awesome, they'll know you're awesome. The first, we talked about a little bit earlier, but it's important to note here again. The first is trust. Many believe that trust is the byproduct of trustworthiness. We talked about this in the earlier session. Meaning, if someone is trustworthy, they can earn your trust. And I've wondered, do we talk ourselves into this perspective because we're too lazy to do the hard work of real trust? Trust really is a choice. If you're suspicious, you'll find yourself operating, as we talked about before, from a win-lose perspective. You'll assess every situation wondering if you or your organization is winning or losing. And when you choose to view a team member through a lens of suspicion, rather than trust, usually everyone around you knows it. They see it in your communication. They see it in your actions. They see it in your decisions. Nothing productive ever comes from interactions based on suspicion. Your team members deserve your trust. If you want to know if the vision is clear, just ask your people. Most leaders would be shocked by what they hear. Give your people the benefit of the doubt. Yes, some will occasionally abuse your trust, but more often than not, they'll value and they'll reciprocate that trust. Number two, serve. You know, when young people aspire to be a great leader, serving is rarely the first thing that comes to their mind. In fact, most will list vision or passion or systems or goals or processes or best practices or success, authenticity, achievements. I mean, all of these things that would be components of good leadership and healthy organizations long before they would ever consider service. And yet the best leaders are servant leaders who willingly place the needs of those they lead ahead of their own needs, ahead of their own desires, even ahead of their own ambition. Because it's true, great leaders serve. So be more interested in the success of others than your own. The truth is, mentoring and coaching and supporting others as they pursue their dream is the best investment that you can make in your ultimate success. So serve them. Number three is care. Relationship development is not something that can be simply checked off the to-do list. It can't be outsourced, and it's certainly not an exercise in convenience. There are no shortcuts in relationship because people trump everything else. Does your team know that you care? Then the fourth way to positively impact your team is encourage. It's the one thing that you can do every day for every person you interact with, especially to your team members. If you've been mentored, then you already understand the enormous value of the mentoring relationship. Your life and your work were profoundly impacted by this leader. So pass that on to someone else. Madison and I finished breakfast that Saturday morning, and as I walked to the door of the restaurant, I noticed that Madison wasn't right behind me. So I turned back toward the table and I saw her circling the table, straightening the chairs, and intently wiping the last few crumbs from the top of the table. Moments later, outside, as we climbed into the truck, she said, "That manager was not nice to the workers because she had a lot of things to do." She said, "That's why I straightened up the chairs and I cleaned the table for her. Maybe now she'll have a little more time to be nicer." Many leaders could learn a lot from an 8-year-old. Does your team know that you care? We just looked at the four ways to make a positive impact with your team: trust, serve, care, and encourage. If you haven't already, take just a moment right now to download the worksheet on this page and complete the action steps for this session. In the next session, we're going to look at the third essential attribute of a leader worth following. It's the attribute that most leaders struggle with. Remember, you don't have to get it perfect. You just need to take the next best step for you. So I'll see you in the next session.